Today is Hey Nisan, the fifth day of Nisan, and the Tanya for today is in Perek Lamed Ches, chapter 38, on page 100, about 8 lines from the bottom. We're saying that there's a great difference in the amount of godliness, or the expansiveness of the godliness that exists in the kavana of a mitzvah, more so than there is in the act of the mitzvah. And this does not mean, the Rebbe says, that the dveikus of the thought and the intelligence of the person, that they themselves, thought and intelligence, have some kind of a superiority, an advantage over the dveikus that comes through the state of the mitzvah itself. As we'll explain later, it's not so. The kavanas hamitzvahs maisiyes, ukavanas kishmu tefillah v'shar broches. It's only because it is also God's will that a person should cleave to him through his seichel, through his machshava, and through his kavana, in mitzvahs and in kriyashma and davening and other brachis. And this godliness, this revelation of God's will, hameiro melubeshes bekavana zu, that illuminates and is clothed in this kavana, higdeilo le'ein ketz le'maylo maylo, it is much greater and much higher than the godly will that is clothed and is revealed in the kiyum mitzvahs atzmon the maisa dibur belikavana. The godliness that is revealed in the act of the mitzvah itself, or in the speech of the mitzvah itself, without kavana, kegedu mailas eir haneshama al haguf. How much greater is the kavana in the mitzvah over the mitzvah without the kavana, as much as the neshama is greater than the body. Shehu keli umalub umalbush haneshama, because the body is the vessel and the garment for the neshama. Kmei guf hamitzvah atzma shehu keli umalbush lekavanoso, as is the body of the mitzvah, which is the act of the mitzvah, is a keli and a garment for its kavana. V'av shebishteyan, the mitzvah ubekavanosa, and although in both the mitzvah and the kavana of the mitzvah, melubish rotzein echot poshet betachlus hapshitus, you have the presence of God's will, which is indivisible, has no parts, and therefore you can't distinguish between one part of God's will and another. The li shum shinli v'ribri chas v'sholem, without any increase, without any change, God forbid. In other words, there's no increase of will in the kavana, or decrease of will in the act of the mitzvah. They are both joined and united in God's essence, with a total oneness, afal pi kein, and in spite of this, but when it comes to tzimtzum and hispashtus, when it comes to contraction and expansion, here they are different. And he says in the note, "K'mashakos of Beit Chaim, shekavonas hamitzvus v'talma teyri madregas eir, the guf hamitzvus he madregas v'b'chinas kelim," that the kavona of the mitzvah, study of Torah, is the light, and the act of the mitzvah is the vessel. Shehem bechinas tzimtzum, shayidei tzimtzum ha'eil nishavu hakelim ki yadu al yedeichem. So what does it mean when we compare or we describe the act of the mitzvah to the keli and the kavan of the mitzvah to the eir? Eir means expansion, keli means contraction. So in the kavan of the mitzvah, there's a greater expansion of godliness, and in the act of the mitzvah, because it is the keli, there's a greater tzimtzum, a greater contraction. But in terms of God's will, the kavan and the mitzvah are perfectly equal. And here also we have four different levels, just as in creation there are four levels. Kiguf ha-mitzvah atzmon mamash, because the body of the mitzvah itself, literally the body, hein beis madregeis, shehein mitzvah maisiyes mamash, o mitzvah atluyes bedibur machshavo. In the act of the mitzvah we have two categories, the literal act and that which is also considered an act, which is speech and thought. As for example, the mitzvahs of the study of Torah, the reading of the Shema, davening, benching, and so on, other brachas. So you have two levels in the act of the mitzvah. The kavanas ha-mitzvahs, and also in the kavana of the mitzvah you have two levels. The kavana being the desire to cleave to him, shehi ki neshama leguf, and this is the neshama of the mitzvah, like a neshama is to a body, nechlek es gam ken l'shtei madreges, this too is divided into two categories, kemei shtei madreges ha-neshama, just as we find two levels of neshama, shehen beguf ha-chumri, that exists in physical bodies, shehen chayu medaber. We find two levels of nefesh, in the physical world, the nefesh of the animal and the nefesh of the human being. In the same way, in kavana, in the kavanas of mitzvahs, there are two levels. There is that level which is called the animal, the high level, and there is that level which is called the human or the medaber level. And as the Rebbe will explain in tomorrow's shiur, that there is a level of neshama, of kavana, that is compared to the human, in that it comes as a result of knowledge, of understanding godliness. And this understanding produces a love and fear which animates the act of the mitzvah. That's called the human kavana, because it comes as a result of choice, from understanding and from pursuing it and arousing the love and fear through personal effort. On the other hand, the person who doesn't understand godliness that well arouses the natural, native love that every Jew has for God, and that's compared to the animal level, because the love and the fear of the animal is instinctive, not by choice, but without choice, involuntary. In the same way, this ava and yira that a Jew arouses within himself, that comes not from intelligence and from knowledge and from understanding, but that which a Jew is born with and needs only to be aroused, that is more like the animal level, because it is an involuntary love. He can't help being a Jew, and as a Jew he has this love. So we have two levels of the act of the mitzvah, and we have two levels of kavan of the mitzvah. Just as in the physical world, there are four levels of the expansion of godliness, the inorganic, the vegetable, the living, and the intelligent, the animal and the human being. In the same way with mitzvahs, there is the literal act of the mitzvah you do with your hands and feet, and then there is the act of the mitzvah that is performed with the mouth, through speech. Then there is the mitzvah that is performed with kavana, but the kavana is involuntary. It comes from the native, inborn love that a Jew has for God. And then there is the highest level, the human, the love and the kavana that comes as a result of knowledge and understanding. Tahayim Yeim for Hei Nisan, the fifth day of Nisan. First, the Rebbe says that in the Tzei, in the benching, we say Baal HaYeshua is with a beis, U Baal HaNechama is with a vase. Then the Rebbe writes that my grandfather, the Rebbe Marash, said that the statement of the Razal, Lo Mekayme Shel Odom Mechabde, El Odom Mechabedes Mekayme, that it is not the place of the person that brings him honor, but it is the person that honors the place. The Rebbe Marash explained that the word Kaved has two meanings. It means heaviness and indifference, as it says concerning Pare, Kaved Lev Pare, that his heart was heavy and indifferent, didn't respond, and also Lashon Kaved, which means the revelation of a high level of makif. Honor, meaning a reputation which is higher than the person, surrounds the person. And this is what it means. It is not the place of the person that brings him kavod. It is not the place of the person that cools him off and makes him indifferent. Rather, it is the person that is mechabed his place. The person has the koyach to bring a great light and great strength of Teira and Aveda to the place which is his portion of the world. And just as it is when the neshama comes down into the body, we're told that Mashbiyim Leisei Tehit Tzadik, that he is given a shvua, he's made to promise that he will be a tzaddik, and this shvua is not only a promise, but it is also a nourishment that gives the neshama the ability, the high talents, that it should be able to fulfill its purpose in coming down into this world. The same is, this is true of every person in the place in which he is. And therefore, the place can never be blamed for cooling off the person and discouraging him from fulfilling his purpose. Rather, the person has the ability to bring a great gilui and a great kavod to the place in which he is, to the place which is his portion in the world.